Russia has stepped up its missile attacks on Ukraine. A number of explosions have been heard in the capital. Well, let's bring in Harry Fawcett. He joins us now live from Kyiv. Harry, are we seeing a renewed attack now on the capital?
Yes, we are. This is the third Monday in October that there have been a series of such strikes here in the Ukrainian capital. They started a couple of hours ago, loud explosions heard, particularly to the north of Kyiv. The government is saying that 40 strikes have been carried out on Kyiv, and there have been images as well of some interceptions, or at least the use of anti-missile systems as well. The authorities here are saying that there have been partial power outages as a result. It seems to be another attack on infrastructure, water shortages as well. The mayor is saying that otherwise services are operating as normally as possible. And there have been reports from elsewhere in the country as well. Kharkiv, the metro, stopped working at least for some time. In the Cherkasy region, in Zaporizhia, partial power outages there as well. And about 30 or 40 minutes ago, lots of phones were buzzing in this building and presumably around the country with an extreme emergency alert. That's a new system that they've been testing recently when there is a sort of a national scale emergency level attack. So reports of further launches as well. So yes, it is another wide scale attack, it seems, being launched on this Monday by Russia. And it comes just a couple of days after the drone attack that Russia says was carried out by Ukraine against its naval vessels in Crimea.
Harry Fawcett there, live for us on the ground in Kyiv. Thanks so much, Harry, and stay safe. Well, as Harry referred to there, let's move on to talking about those civilian cargo ships. The UN coordinator for the Black Sea Grain Deal is saying those ships can never be a military target or held hostage. It comes after Russia decided to pull out of the UN-brokered grain deal. The UN, Turkey, and Ukraine have all agreed on a plan to now allow 14 ships transferring grain to leave Turkish waters. Ukraine says a total of 218 vessels are effectively blocked. Moscow says it withdrew from the three-month-old agreement after an attack on its Black Sea fleet.